Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. Kathy is one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's my social media guru. I don't mind telling you that. And she's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Kathy Perry, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. That's Kathy with a K, by the way, if you're Googling her. Kathy, so Twitter is still going strong. Who knew, right?
Well, you know, they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think so, too. What are some of the current things that we need to know about Twitter?
Well, you know, they have changed a lot. Twitter has expanded some of their features and capabilities, and people who don't use Twitter a lot probably think it's the same old Twitter that it was when it first started.
It's a lot different.
And definitely, totally different.
But Kathy, let me say this. All of them have changed a lot.
Oh, yes.
Here's the question. Not whether they've changed. The question is, has it changed for the better for the users?
Well,
and that's often a mixed bag, isn't it?
It definitely depends on what your needs are. But with Twitter, some of the things that people may not be aware of is that you can embed slideshare presentations directly into your tweets. You know, things like that.
What would be the application for that?
So for a business who does have a presentation about their product or a service that they offer, that can be embedded right within their tweet. You didn't have that capability before. You would maybe
and
have
you would, and so then you would you would view the slideshow in Twitter.
Yes.
Like a video, like a little video kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, it says by linking the presentation, it will embed it automatically. For videos, documents, and slideshare within Twitter. And you just couldn't do that before.
Right. So now I can stay in Twitter and watch the video, and then maybe we could even chat while we're doing that?
They say that you can even set your videos and things up for autoplay in your followers' Twitter feed. So
when they click on it, it automatically plays.
Yeah, and actually, autoplay is where, as they're going through their feeds, their Twitter feeds, it's playing. So that's definitely so new to be able to do that.
So let me ask you a question, though. What's the advantage of that over just sending it to them by email?
Oh, because many people don't open their emails.
Okay, all right. But that's another story.
You know, Twitter, the reason that use some of these tools is because that's where people are.
Right, no, I get it. But so my point is, if I send somebody a slide presentation, though, they're going to know it's coming. They want it. I'm not going to send them a surprise slideshow. Is this a slideshow that they didn't know was coming?
Exactly. Okay. Well, you know, your Twitter account, you're connected. It depends on who you're connected to and who you're following. So, for example, say a business person is following you, Jim, and you have a slide presentation about your agent the customer book or something. That can be auto-playing as their feed, and it might catch their attention and say, hey, I'm following him. I want to take a look at that information.
But you're going to want this to be really tight and fairly short, probably,
And, I mean, this is all of your social media.
This is blurb stuff, basically, right?
Awesome, yes. Most social media. But you're trying to grab attention. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get people to pay attention.
So one of the things we've done, we have some graphics that we use, as you know, that we were using when we launched the book. So instead of putting up a single one-dimensional graphic, we might have put up a slideshow that had two or three slides. Would have rolled a couple of three slides there.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying.
It grabs attention. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything today is attention. How can I get somebody's attention?
Right.
Because they're inundated with so much stuff. So you can also analyze your tweets for free. So you have access to your data about the timeline activity, your followers. So, you with Twitter Analytics, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So, lots of capability, research,
that's new stuff. Hold on to that thought, Kathy. KathyPerry.com, by the way, is her website. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're going to be right back after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.